On yesterday's program, Barry Urempsio, beef forage specialist at the Ag Info Center, discussed how feed intake is affected by cold weather. Given the fact that much of the province has had long stretches of very cold weather this winter, Urempsio says some animals may have lost weight and body condition. He says there can be implications of lost body condition.
When a cow loses body condition score prior to calving, the energy availability for that animal after calving goes down because they have less fat to mobilize off their back, in addition to the feed that's providing them with energy especially. So if they can't mobilize the extra fat to get energy to produce milk, peak milk production is going to go down. And if you lose 2 pounds of milk production off the peak at 8 weeks after calving, your loss of milk production over the entire length of that lactation period is going to be down that 2 pounds. So it's not just the peak that's lost, it's that 2 pounds all the way through. The other thing, if cows are losing weight between calving and when the bulls are turned out, it takes them longer to start cycling. First service conception rates go down. Therefore, you're either going to have a bunch of calves that are later in the calving season next year, or they might stay open and it's an animal that you're going to have to cull. So get some extra help working through your rations and readjust them now before we hit the middle of March.
So you can do some things to bring those cows back into condition then?
Right. Bringing the cows back into condition typically means you're going to be feeding an extra 2, 3, 4 pounds of grain a day over and above what you normally would feed, even in the warm conditions, and that will bring their weight gains back up by about 0.5 to 0.75 pounds a day over and above what the fetus is gaining, what the fluids are, and how the placenta is developing as well. So it can be done. It's just going to take a little bit more attention to details.
For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310-3276. And it may not seem like it, but today marks the official start of wildfire season in Alberta. As of March 1st, fire permits are required for any burning, except campfires, in the Forest Protection Area of Alberta. Fire permits are free and can be requested from any agriculture and forestry office.